When Owl Feels Scared. Written by Gemma Carey and narrated by Andrew James Roberts. Not far from here, in an old hollow tree, live a mummy and a daddy and their owl family. The youngest chick is fearless. She's gutsy and she's daring. The middle chick will have a go. He is confident, yet caring. But the oldest owl chick, even though he's the tallest, is often quite afraid of things. He's quiet, and he's cautious. Out through the hole in the old hollow tree, stoop our owl mum and dad, who take off silently. They glide and they circle, they swoop and they soar. Their chicks are oh so hungry, they squeak and squawk for more. I can't wait to go with them, say the youngest owlets, while the biggest owl brother, he fidgets and he frets. A few weeks later, the old hollow tree, mum and dad appear with their owl chicks three. The youngest chicks look up and they leap towards the sky. Look, mum and dad, they say, look, we can fly. The oldest chick stops, he's as far as he can go. What if I fall? He says. The ground is far too low. In through the hole in the old hollow tree come the two owlets and their parents noisily. Why won't you come? They ask the oldest chick. Look, we found this feather. And look, we found a stick. Tomorrow you will try, says Mum, and no more fuss. You can't stay here forever. You must come with us. The next night arrives and the moon shines bright. Five owls emerge in the warm summer night. With a tummy full of butterflies and fear in his eyes, our timid owlet does a little hop, then flies. A light flashes in the lane, a dog barks in the yard. The baby owl races home, his heart beating hard. The very next night at the old hollow tree, a smattering of drops fall puzzlingly. The owl chicks stare at the strange new sky. It's rain, Mum explains with a long, tired sigh.
But we still need food, says Dad eventually. So out we must go. Come on, family.
Our oldest owlet leans out to take a peek. And a few drops fall on his small white beak. I think I should stay here, he says. Someone should keep guard. Sometimes doing something new is just that bit too hard. So two owl chicks and their mum and their dad fly off to look for food while our chick feels bad. Outside the hole in the old hollow tree, thunderclouds gather and the rain falls heavily. Flash, there's a burst of light. Crash, what was that? Crack, goes the hollow tree. And then after that. Out through the hole in the old hollow tree crawls a scared baby owl who whimpers worriedly. He cannot see his family. Where could they be? Our feathered friend looks all around and cries out hopefully. Nobody replies. Our owl is all alone. He must go out and find a home, be brave on his own. What about that barn? No, another owl lives there. A shed looks warm and cozy, till a cat gives him a scare. Then finally, oh finally, the owl finds a place. In a tall church tower, and a smile finds his face. He sits at the entrance and calls and calls and calls while the thunder rolls around him and the rain still falls. When the rain stops, his cry echoes around. Four white dots come into view and then they're tower bound. The dots turn into four white birds. Our baby owl sings. And soon enough, he's nuzzling into mummy owl's wings. Wow, we love our brand new home, the younger owlets cry. A brilliant find, add Mum and Dad, their faces full of pride. Out through a gap in the tall church tower, when the church bells chime an evening hour, come five barn owls glistening white, and the owlet knows he'll be all right. New things sometimes scare him, and he still does not like rain. But he knows that if he once was brave, he can be brave again.